And tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking about cold reading or sight reading. Yeah, get some tips for that particular skill tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Today, the last episode, talking about filler words. Yeah, these are things that you can do to eliminate the distracting filler words from your speech. If you increase your confidence and reduce your nerves, yeah, again, we've looked at this topic together in the past, but this will include things like knowing the material, the audience, the studio, the kit, the colleagues, the vocal and muscular exercises, vocal health and so on. Knowing much more about the whole workflow, the process, the skill set, the mindset of everything that goes on to produce your recording or your live piece will help you become much more confident and therefore reduce your nerves, and therefore you'll stand a better chance of not using filler words. And slowing down. It may be that your mouth is working faster than your brain. You're running out of words to say, and so you're filling in the gaps with meaningless ones. Slowing down will relax you and get your mind and mouth back in sync. And speaking more slowly helps you clear out the filler words. Instead of racing, you've got time to think through your thoughts, give yourself time to think of a phrase or to answer a question. And don't forget, we've spoken about this before, the power of the pause. Yeah, not the power of Grayskull. Do you remember that? The power of the pause. The best medicine for a vocal virus is nothing. Yeah, simply replace the offending word with a pause. A pause gives you time to breathe. Can create drama before a reveal at the end of a sentence, gives your listeners time to process the information you've just given them, and also is used to startle or surprise the listener or wake them up. In fact, creating silence is a double whammy result. You stop the annoying utterance, the filler word, the filler phrase, and you replace it with a technique to engage the listener instead. You turn from appearing to be hesitant and ill-prepared to being cool, confident, and in control. Tomorrow, sight reading script tips as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.